TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
That's when the hobo-licking times start back up again.
Hobo-licking times are here again.
Find yourself a guy with a bindle, my friend. Lick him up and down, no fear again. Hobo-licking times are here.
What is happening?
I always like the one where, do not take this medicine if you're allergic to this medicine.
Yeah, I'm like, how the hell would I know? Well, this got awkward right towards the end.
It did.
Sure, why we're doing this now.
So anyways.
And when you hear this sound. X gon' give it to ya. He gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya. He gon' give it to ya. That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Sister fuckers.
Motherfuckers.
Cousin fuckers.
And all the fuckers in between. I'm Tim, the T in fucking your sister. Oh no!
Oh!
Unless your name's Matt, that's not true. And even then, you have to be a one very specific person named Matt.
You know, all Matts. All Matts in the world.
Tim, I'm like, Tim knows a Matt who's fucking his sister? No. Tim's fucking Matt's sister. Got it.
I mean, not currently, if that makes you feel any better, Matt.
I mean, we don't know. We're not there.
You're not.
We know how you roll.
Well, then I'm Andy, the A in fucking Sean's sister.
I'm Noah, the N in fucking Lindsay's sister.
Who's Lindsay? Who's Lindsay's sister?
Lindsay was Stephanie's sister.
Stephanie, your ex-wife?
Yes.
What?
No, I followed immediately. Tim's having a real hard time with this.
That seems a little misleading.
Well, he was.
I mean, I did at one time. Just like you are not fucking Matt's sister currently.
All
I'm
right,
not fucking Lindsay's sister currently.
I just feel like, I mean, not to brag, but more recently than you.
I mean, that's fair. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But maybe not more recently than me. Wait, maybe more recently than me?
I'm trying to think of the other people I did have sisters.
I was like, I can't be knowing all these siblings. Jeez, what am I going to do? Fuck them too?
I barely know their names, much less if they have brothers or sisters. So
I'm not collecting notches on my belt so much as sibling first names.
What was that?
Inception.
That was the Inception. Blah. Just to make sure things got a little more intense around here.
It did. I'm amped up. I'm waiting for things to like melt around me or something. Nope. Walls are still pretty solid looking. Gravity, same direction.
I guess the real question is,
how the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak?
Not bad.
We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Oh no, now I'm living backwards and I can only remember things that haven't happened. Yet. That's what Memento was, right?
I got scheduled for a shot.
Nice.
I get to go Tuesday. Shots, 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 shots.
Everybody.
So I'm looking forward to that. And let's turn off that jingle because I can still hear the music in the background. And it's no need for that.
We all still hear it in the background. I just readjusted my balls and apparently hit a tender spot. And now one of my balls is very angry at me. Why are balls so weak? And yet,
that is
so accessible.
A weird highlight from your week, Andy.
That's kind of how my week is. I mean, I took the whole week off, so that's pretty much the big thing that's happened.
He took a week off.
A I want to take his week off. Now hitting day 9 of days off, I think I may not enjoy working as much as I thought I did. And I kind of wish I'd taken 2.
Wait, we all enjoy having to do this thing 5 days a week? That's weird. I don't understand this.
No, I actually do enjoy my job. It's just like, again, I've talked about it before, but just like coming to terms with how much last year burnt me out. That's really why I kind of like wish I'd just taken 2 weeks off. And again, I was planning on doing 2 whole weeks around Christmas. And then we asked my in-laws not to come out because of huge fucking COVID spike and not trusting them. Even though they were, had they had their first vaccine? No, they hadn't. No. Yeah, they hadn't had their first vaccine. Yeah. We absolutely didn't trust any of the people who were going to be on the plane with them. And we absolutely did not trust them to like not just go do shit.
They're going to do shit?
Did you just lick that hobo?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, guys, I do. I get it. I fully understand it. I get they're wanting to go out and continue their lives because ever since I got my first shot, I have been counting down the weeks, soon to be days, until I too can go out and lick whatever hobos I want to.
How many is it between the first and second week? The first and second shot?
3 weeks, I think, is the standard. It at least is for the shot that I got.
Okay.
So I've gone through a week and a half of that time. So I got a week and a half left. So Thursday after this coming Thursday is my second shot. And then like 3 weeks after that, I think, is when when the hobo licking times start back up again.
Hobo licking times are here again.
Find yourself a guy with a bindle, my friend. Lick him up and down, no fear again. Hobo licking times are here.
What is happening?
Time to get some hobos, Tim.
We haven't talked about this on air, but Tim, we are just a jingly jangly kind of podcast.
Oh no, I wasn't here for that. We're just going through some of the old jingles.
There are a lot of them. I was like, man, we were jingly people. And Tim goes, well, I was. I'm like, yeah, this is true. He's like, it's just a thing I did. I was like, yeah, just whatever was going on, here's a jingle for it.
Hobo, hobos, hobos, hobos.
Oh, including, as Tim pointed out, my favorite one, cattails.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's just it's so cursed. Oh, here it is.
Tails are boring.
That is so frightening.
I know. It's like Cthulhu has been summoned to sing about cattails. I don't think that last one counts as a jingle, Tim.
It does now. Including there was like Noah News, which is apparently a segment we abandoned.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite. We didn't even do this before the air. There was apparently a segment called Noah Digs It.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Now it goes down.
No one digs it, baby. Yeah.
I just needed to sing along.
All right.
Speaking of can you dig it?
Copyright issues?
The Warriors is available for streaming on HBO Max. You know what? If I was really being clever, I should have called it HBO Max. Flip what the initialism was. God damn it. Missed opportunities, Andy. Anyways.
Anywho.
The Warriors is available. And I've been rewatching that. It holds up. I mean, it's definitely like, you know, a cult classic movie, but like just everything they were doing is like just so gritty. And like knowing that they were shooting just all night, every night for like 8 weeks in New York. And apparently putting the cast through hell to the point where one of the dudes threatened to report them to SAG for the horrible working conditions. So Paramount had to get a second trailer for the 8 main cast members to share. just so they can have someplace like out of the weather and shit. And then the director got so pissed off that the guy threatened to report him that the director just changed the script and killed off his character.
Wow.
So the dude refused to be credited. So he continues all these decades later to be uncredited on the film. Yeah. Yeah. Finding that out, I was like, oh, do I like this movie less? I don't like this movie less, but I like me less for how much I like it.
Deep.
So, you know, at least
you dig it. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Probably everything, something we all like is problematic.
Yeah, this is true.
Nah.
Yeah, like every time I have veal parmesan, I'm like, this was a baby. Baby's delicious. I'm just kidding. I don't have veal parmesan anymore because it makes me too sad. Oh, my God. I think it was 2 or 3 months ago. We were ordering out, and Drew wanted to try lamb chops. And Caitlin had described them, and he's like, oh, that sounds delicious. And then they arrive, and then he starts putting the words together. He's like, wait, lamb chops? Did this used to be a lamb? Yeah, yeah, buddy. He's like, now I don't want to eat it. It was, baby lambs are cute.
like, and yes, delicious, my son. And delicious. Delicious.
I'm like, it's already dead, buddy. You didn't, like, they didn't kill it for you.
I mean, technically.
He's like, but if we stopped eating lamb chops, they'd stop killing lambs. Like, if everyone just stopped. Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I, every time Reddit shows me a video, I've said this before on the show, I know, but every time they show me a video of a cow cavorting, like, I feel a little bit worse. Cause it's like cows just act like big dogs. I'm like, that's adorable. Look at that big cow go. Look how silly it's being. It's playing ball. It has a friend. It's hanging out and chilling. It wants its cheeks scratched. It makes delicious burgers. Oh, fuck. Intrusive thoughts again. T-bones are awesome. Oh, no. Where did my empathy go? Burgers, my tummy's stronger than my empathy. I hope humans aren't delicious.
So I watched these series of like videos sometimes called, they're by like this group called Dodo about animals. Mm-hmm. And like, there's definitely like, it just feels like they create this whole like heartwarming story. I'm like, I feel like this is BS.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen the Dodo
like,
things before.
How are you recording this already?
Yep.
Like, it just seems like this was set up to like, I'm going to record this and make like a sweet, adorable story.
Yep. Like, I'm just going to get video. Yeah. There's a subreddit called Like Us that's supposed to be about like animals doing human-like behaviors, but there's things where that's clearly just an animal doing human shit and humans anthropomorphizing it, and it gets 1,000 upvotes. Like, oh my god, totally. Look at them! They totally care about what kind of hat the person's wearing. Like, oh, no, they fucking don't. That cat was in a weird mood and it made a weird face when somebody put on a hat. But I guarantee you, if the person had just stood there, the cat would have made the same fucking face because that's how cats are. I'm not saying that cats don't react to their people. I'm saying in my long history of having cats, I've never seen one of them react to a hat. I mean, the closest I've gotten is like the cat notices that the hat has edges on it. It's like, oh, this is something for me to rub my lips on.
Who does like to rub their lips on things? Am I right, guys? I mean, am I right?
Yeah. Well, cats got the scent markers on their cheeks, so they love to rub their faces on things because it makes them feel good.
Yeah.
Which rub helps to it. Transfer the scent. But, you know, like that's not cat thinking like, oh, I'm going to make this thing smell like me. Again, that's anthropomorphizing it. That's a cat responding to the fact that this feels good, and evolution driving rewards for behaviors that are evolutionarily advantageous, leaving their scent in their territory.
This sounds like a story about a cat.
No. Oh, God, I'm summoning it. I love that it also just like devolves into a laugh, like tales of boring too. And then recovers
because we sang it on the day.
That's right.
And that was Noah, and he just started laughing in the middle of talking, doing his verse. And I was like, rather than re-record it, I'm just going to use that.
perfection.
Hence, that's why I didn't record any harmony along with it. I just pitched it up and down, so it became this devil music that you guys love so much. Where is it?
Oh, do it. White tiger, white ranger.
Somebody just peeled the fuck out.
Yeah, that's so, what's out my window right now.
Someone's like, I've heard enough of that cattail jingle, I'm out.
Cthulhu comes soon. Bye-bye. So, Tim, I actually for a moment thought that you were about to play that other, I guess not jingle, but just the sound bit of the car, like, revving and then crashing.
Oh, yeah,
crashing.
No. It takes too long. But there's a sound effect I found on here where the car starts, it revs, 3 seconds later it crashes really, like, crash! I was like, wow, you really got up to speed and crashed really quick after starting your car.
Yep.
That's it. That's the entirety of it.
It's one of those Teslas. Andy, have you been on one? Have you been a Tesla?
Not in motion, but yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have not in motion either, but yeah, supposedly there's a fixed 60 feels very fast.
Yes, if you pay for the ludicrous speed.
I mean, I think even like the regular is supposed to be pretty zippy too,
yeah,
right? Like for, I guess, depending on the model.
Yeah. Electrics in general are known for, electric motors have just like a constant torque curve. So.
Oh, yeah, I got a torque curve for you. It's spot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
The gas pedal or electric pedal or what do they call it? Just, I guess, the pedal.
It's
right?
The pedal, yeah. It's the accelerator, which I think is what they call it in a car, anyways. Yes, the brake and accelerator. Yes, yes. I remember things. So I sat in the back of a Tesla Model S. 8 years ago, it was when I was at the Salesforce conference thing in San Francisco, and they just had a Tesla, and like people were just like waiting to sit in it. So I hopped to the back just to see, and you definitely notice how big the battery pack is because the floor of the thing is up higher than you think it is, but the seat, at least in that model, wasn't up as high as I expected it to be. So I was like, this is a $100,000 car, and I feel like I'm sitting in a kindergarten chair. I get that the car's not built for, you know, most cars, unless they're like cars that are built to be limousines. So, you know, like the Cadillacs where it's like the point is you've got a driver and you're sitting in the back kind of deal. You know, I get that this car is made for the driver and the passenger to be comfortable and for the kids to sit in the back. But this is definitely not a car where like some rich guy's going to hire somebody else to drive him around in it because the rich guy's just going to be kind of doing a squat in the back seat. Like, this isn't great. I mean, the car was gorgeous. Like it looked amazing. Although other $100,000 cars look amazing-er. So I don't know.
I've heard like their like tolerances for like different things aren't very great. Like as far as gaps in the car, like they're, I can't think of the word.
I've heard
that's how well built it is. It's not like it. There's some. It could be better. There's room for improvement compared to like especially other brands.
Yeah, and I think it was especially early on. I think it was probably because of how much of it was like done by hand, where you know you can get much tighter manufacturing tolerances with stuff that's punched out by machines because they can be much more repeatable.
I punch fools out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I send you this DMX thing?
I don't know.
I'm going to send it to you now. It's sad that DMX died, and this thing that someone posted was perfect. I'm just going to text it to you guys because it's on my phone.
Should we watch it now?
Sure.
The thumbnail is young Noah looking.
It is. God damn it.
What's wrong?
Log in to view stories.
Oh. I mean, I'm sure it exists on the YouTubes. I just saw it on Instagrams.
I saw it.
Before now or just now?
Just now. So no, I don't think you sent us that before.
I was like, that is so perfect.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how I'm going to find that to show you, listeners, but it's somebody using pieces of paper to alter landscapes to make them salutes to DMX. Like he puts a, oh, Andy find it?
There, yep, well, Andy finally got logged in.
Like, I just love the X for the railroad crossing, the R&R for Rough Riders, stop.
I wish Drop. It was longer.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Oh, now I get why when Twitter added stories, people were like, oh, it's just like Instagram. I'm like, I've got no fucking idea. And I'm looking at the top of Instagram and realizing there's that thing on Twitter that looks exactly like this, and I have no fucking clue what it's supposed to do.
Yes, that is stories. Basically, here's little things you can look at. I'm not gonna lie, I'll make it through the first five people. Like, all my friends have posted this, or like tons of people. I'm like, if you, you get buried. Like, there's a lot of people that post a lot more. I'm like, oh, first five. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm good for stories for a while.
Be sure I'm fucking like, good
for stories.
I'm like, well, let's see what Vanessa Benoist's story is. Oh, somebody I actually know? Sorry. Did you play Supergirl? I didn't think so. Off with you.
Me, well, yeah, I mean, we were talking offline about Facebook. I think I could give up Facebook. It's more Instagram that I'm like, I want to be on the Instagram. Mostly because I post photos. But like Facebook, I'm like, the only thing I ever use is a messenger. Like I hardly ever log in to actually like look at shit on there.
Oh, speaking of Facebook Messenger, I'll tell you guys something after the show.
Okay.
Okay. well, you know what?
Chicken butt.
Do you got a little jingle? Tim, a little jingle about email?
Oh, hang on. Yes. Wait. Ah.
Tim's in the wrong part of the room.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong part of my palatial estate.
Yep.
Listener email jingle faster?
Captain. Incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Tim-tack. Listen to your email.
Oh, that was from a couple episodes back when I played it, and then I went to play it again because we got off track. And yep. Anyway, well, mission accomplished. Good enough. Go.
this is from our good buddy Roger. He says, amigos, I'm loose in the Pennsylvania woods looking for Sasquatch. I think he's the key to our world conquest since he is a interdimensional creature. If I can get him to give the secret of the interdimensional phase, we will conquer both worlds. But until such time, here are some tan laughs. An excited woman calls her husband at work. I won the lottery, she exclaimed. Pack your clothes. Great, he replied. Summer or winter clothes? All of them. I want you out of the house by 6. All hail Metra. He is the way. Rockin' Roger the Crazy Bostonian. If you need to speak to me, say, say, all hail Metra into your smart TV. And Alexa followed by a message and it will get to me. By the way, Tim, get dressed. The pajama thing does not work for you. Just saying.
I am in my pajamas right now.
It doesn't work for you, Tim.
I mean, it's not like clothes do work for me.
It's, I mean, just, they, it's they the cover body, you better. Not the
draperies.
I mean, sometimes it's the drapes.
Well, the carpet matches. That's what I'm trying to say.
They're both long and shaggy.
Just like my balls. Robert Goulet.
Why are those balls long?
Because he's getting old. Speaking of getting old, somebody did.
Somebody did.
Somebody did.
Oh, man.
Somebody did a thing.
So someone tried to point out that it was my birthday on a work chat. And I just kept pointing out all of the famous people whose birthdays it was. So instead of acknowledging that it was my birthday, I was like,
wait, it's your birthday, Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I mean, that was rude.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you mean how it's Kristen Stewart's birthday? Oh, you mean how it's Lil Nas X's birthday? Oh, you mean how it's Leighton Meester's birthday? Oh, you mean how it's Jay Chandrasekhar's birthday?
Did you just memorize all these birthdays?
I know a bunch of them. And then Wikipedia is a huge help. Like, Wikipedia got me to Joe Scarborough for another one, and for Keisha Knight Pulliam, the girl who played Rudy Huxtable. Well, lady. She's a woman now. in my head, she's still Rudy Huxtable. But that was
Rudy
35 years ago.
I bet they're not doing a Cosby Show reunion.
Probably not. I mean, they could kind of do like the Johnny Cash thing and do it like live from Folsom.
I just mean like do other people want to even get around it and talk about that show?
Oh, you know,
remember all the good times we had?
It would be interesting. And then I wonder, like, what would be more interesting for them to like just like talk to each other as if he was never there, or to acknowledge his absence and talk about him, or like
tell parallel stories where maybe they kind of knew but they weren't sure.
Yeah, or that they had no idea, and he was a total gentleman on set, and that they're horrified to hear about it. But it's like, then hearing about that, do you believe them? I don't know. Like, it seems like it's going to be a train wreck, and I want to watch that train wreck.
That's all I got about that. That's all I got to say about that.
Alrighty.
Oh, so we've all seen Winter Soldier, yes?
Yes.
We're going to get a little spoilery?
You mean Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes. I mean, we can do it offline. There's something that happened at the end that was like, I want to clarify this.
No, God, please, no.
All right, we're in spoiler town.
Okay. So this is a big spoiler. This is the biggest spoiler. So if you don't want to hear, you tune out
the
now.
The biggest spoiler.
I mean, It's the biggest spoiler, unless as Caitlin did. I mean, I was pretty sure it was coming, and Caitlin absolutely called it down to like the proximal event that set it off.
All right. So if you're Noah, it's a big spoiler.
Okay. I'm saying it might not be a spoiler for everyone.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So do you think he decapitated that guy?
No, it looked like he was aiming for his chest.
Chest.
That's what I thought. My roommates were like, no, he decapitated him. I'm like, ah. I feel like there's a shot where you still saw his head on him and it looked like he was aiming lower.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in the wide shot you still see the head on.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that was a spoiler. I was just like, I just want clarification. I'm like, I don't think he'd be happy at the guy, but Maruma's like, yeah, his head's gone. But there was a whole lot of fucking blood on that fucking shield.
You know, until you said there was a whole lot of blood on that shield, like this, I was like, this is like really not very spoilery.
Fair.
I'm like, because there's a lot of. I mean, it's still not very spoilery because, you know, like.
Yeah,
he decapitated that guy could mean a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know who was holding the shield.
Indeed.
Well, you didn't even say shield. That's my shield, point.
But you don't if you haven't seen it.
The point is, you hadn't said shield. That's why it wasn't spoilery yet.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, that was interesting. I'm curious where it's going to go from there.
In the wide shot, you don't see his head.
Huh.
Did Tim just go back and look it up?
Yeah. What are we here if not to check these things out specifically? So in the wide shot.
Did you load it up on your TV while we were talking?
My phone, yeah.
So your small TV, your pocket TV.
Crazy, Tim.
You cannot do screenshots from Disney Plus, unfortunately.
No. I mean, so you can take another thing
would
and take
be
a picture
is
of that.
Blocked by. Where his head would be is blocked by like a cement thing, so it could be on, it could be not.
Gotcha. I mean, I don't know if it really matters. I don't even know if they'll address it. Probably more like he just that person killed that person.
Well, I think maybe his head is off, Noah, because it feels like this whole series is dealing with issues of decapitation.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes, Andy. Yes.
Absolutely not.
Good job. I'm very proud of you, Andy.
You're banned.
I was also very proud of me.
You're invited back, Andy.
Speaking of which, I showed all of the texts from when I was pooping and drunk, where Tim told me to go drink some more water. I was like, why? I'm certain I am hilarious. I showed them to Caitlin, and she laughed a lot at me. I was like, I don't know that this actually means that I was right, that I am hilarious, or just I chose the right wife, and she's learned to laugh to appease me. But either way.
Zach sent me this, the image I am sending you currently, and it will link in the show notes.
X gon' give it to you.
Now, yeah, it's funny that tracks. I say Zach sent me this because I am not referring to Zack Snyder, who is the butt of this joke.
You and Zack Snyder are buddies. You guys all just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
I was like, and you tell how shitty his movies are. He's like, oh, great, buddy, how you doing?
He's like, Tim, you're difficult to spend time with sometimes.
Like, but I love you. You're crazy.
I want to tell you a story, but just block out 4 hours of your life. I'm going to go on long tangents and take a long time.
I mean, you should be used to that, Tim. We both should be used to that.
I mean, I am used to that.
That's a dig on you, Andy.
Oh. Was it?
Twist.
Oh, no. Down is up. My world has been thrown into disarray. No, I no longer know what is real.
Oh, my boys went back to school in person.
Ooh. Do they have any feelings about this? I mean, I'm sure they have some feelings about it.
They're excited to be out of the house.
Yeah. I mean, how aware are they of what's going on?
I mean, they know what's going on, but.
Okay. I mean, like, they understand it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I mean, kids are pretty smart, and I assume they did. I was just curious.
Yeah. We're apparently getting closer to Drew's age group being able to get vaccinated. Pfizer's asked for permission.
Oh, wow. Wait. Drew's not in his... I guess... How old is Drew?
He is 12, going on 13.
Oh, my God. He's a teenager.
Well, he's a tween for, like, the next 4 months.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's a teen.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's only slightly younger than Tancast.
That is true.
Which really makes you think about how have we been spending our lives? Well, an hour at a time, like everyone else.
That's how I live my life, an hour at a time.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, Pfizer made the request of the FDA to start vaccinating kids on Friday, actually.
How do they test it? Who, like, volunteered their kids? Like, yeah, go ahead and test it. Make sure if it's not working, my kid will be the one to tell you, oh, no, it's not good for kids. Now he's got three heads. His breath smells like feet.
I mean, I guess people who don't love their kids. No.
Ouch.
No, because, like, if you're going to be in the study, like, they monitor the hell out of you, so... If stuff did happen that was bad, like they're all over it.
I guess, but it's too late. It's already happened. Oh, yep. His foot fell off. Yep.
Yeah.
We got it. Look, here's the video.
I guess the fact that, you know, like, even though it's a new type of vaccine, it's still not magic. So, you know, the foot falling off would require a mechanism to cause the foot to fall off.
Don't act like all these medicines we have don't have side effects that they list in the commercial that take almost half the commercial.
They do. Oh, they absolutely do.
Side effects
do.
May include, you know, dry rot.
Yeah. And we also know that a bunch of those things that are listed on there are just things that people can have, like, in
anal
general.
Gypsies.
But if they showed up with a slightly higher frequency for when they were doing the studies to get approval for the thing, then they've got it listed as a potential side effect.
Fragrant polyps.
I always like the one where, dude, like, take this medicine if you're allergic to this medicine.
Yeah, I'm like, how the hell would I know?
I love those. Yes.
Do not take dysmenthia if you're allergic to it or its ingredients.
What are its ingredients? Well, yeah. Itself, for one. Okay, well... I feel like we've gone in a circle and wound up back at the original question.
I mean, do not take new things.
I'm
not going to
tell you the percentage, like how likely it is to happen. But sometimes, like, the thing that it's fixing for you, the side effect seems way worse. Like, I'd rather just deal with the thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. You may bleed from your anus. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, so.
Anal leakage. Rhinoceros nipples.
Wandering colon.
Wait, is wandering colon a thing?
I don't think so. I think it's something Stephen Colbert made up for his.
Okay, okay. I feel like there's sometimes organs can wander, right?
The whole thing about hysteria was like they thought that women that their uteruses literally wandered.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like
I'm like, I know I've heard this before.
Yes.
Do fallopian tubes wander? Ever?
They do when I'm done with them.
Oh, wandering spleen is a rare condition characterized by a mobile spleen that is attached only by an elongated vascular pedicle.
I don't know how your spleen is normally attached, so... Is it by some chewing gum?
Guys, I'm going to close this this Google page right now because now I'm worried about my spleen wandering, and this isn't the thing I was worried about a minute ago. Does anyone know where my spleen is? Oh my God. Don't.
I think Doug Wilson Tagcast, like, when I was, like, helping Diana's WebMDing shit, it's just like... You just become way too aware of all the random shit that can happen to you. And then you're like, is that going to happen to me?
Oh, my God. Someone linked something called – I'm not even going to say the name of it because it's going to – like people will Google this and then wind up exactly in their heads. But there is an area of the body where apparently getting an infection there just has the potential to have a straight shot into the brain, become brain infection and kill you. And, like, now knowing about that, like, I've got a weird thing about, like, like that particular patch of skin. And apparently it's super rare that it ever even becomes an issue. But it is, like, it's, like, the one place in the body where, like, the blood flow goes, like, straight from the skin in towards your brain.
I learned about – there's a – what is it called now? I don't remember what it's called. But basically, when bacteria gets in your heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wait, this can happen when you go to the dentist? And I go to the dentist, I'm fine. But it's just like, wait, I can't be cleaning my teeth, some bacteria can fall down in my throat and go in my heart and I can die? And
it's
I
not that. It's with the if your gums get scratched, the bacteria could get into your blood from your gums and then get to your heart.
Which is frightening.
Yeah.
Like, but also, I have one of the symptoms.
Can you calm down a little bit? Like, don't push the bacteria in a way that you're also making me bleed.
I have one of the things, which is like, in my nails, I have what's called splinter hemorrhages, where it's like these little black marks under my nails. But what kind of helped is like, I think I've had these for a long time, even before I was worried about dying, and I hadn't died yet. So I think I'm okay. I think, I don't know why I get them. I just have gotten them like, for as long as I can remember.
So that definitely means that you've got you got lazy finger.
Yeah. I'm like, are you gonna say some fucked up thing, Andy?
You get it from finger banging too often, Noah. So what you got to do? You just got to slow down on the finger banging. Like, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a week tops. This 15 has got to stop.
I haven't been finger banging at all. I'm not gonna lie to you, Andy.
Your butthole tells me otherwise.
My butthole doesn't tell you anything. My butthole don't tell you shit.
Your butthole whispers me secrets in the dark.
And those whispers. They sound like this.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Farts, Noah. They were farts.
Why would you do that?
Noah, they were farts.
Indeed. I'm actually hoping Tim names the episode after that.
Noah, they were farts?
No, Secrets in the Dark.
Oh. Hey. Nothing in the rule book says we can't do that.
This is true. I mean, there's nothing in there that says that that a golden retriever can't co-host Tancast.
I would think that would be better. We'd probably get more listeners.
Probably.
Did you guys hear there's a dog that hosts a podcast?
I'm Tim, the T in Cancast. I'm Noah, the N in Tancast. Oh, Andy just wrote himself out during this joke.
I've got to admit, the first few episodes are kind of rough.
Rough.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope, rough. Tim. No. I'm going to give Andy.
Guys, this is a great plan.
Decapitating, but you don't get rough.
Guys, this is a great plan, and we should shake on it.
You know what, Andy?
Noah,
don't piss on my leg and call it rain.
Noah, that's the podcast that this nation needs to heal.
Oh, boy.
Golden.
I'm sure we'll be number one on Spotify.
So dumb.
Why are you even laughing at this bullshit?
Fi don't know.
Really? Fi don't know got you?
Are you guys ready for a downer?
No.
Okay. I mean,
too bad.
Okay. Well,
we were watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit last night, and we got to the part where Judge Doom is introduced, and there's a little squeaky shoe that's like trying to make friends with him and nuzzling his feet and squeaking at him. Mm-hmm. And he picks the shoe up, and Drew immediately senses where this is going. And he's like, no, no, not the shoe. Put the shoe down. Put the shoe down. And the entire time, all the way through the dipping, which I will tell you, when you've got a kid that's like at the verge of tears sitting next to you, that scene takes way longer than you remembered it. He takes his time picking up the shoe, talking about tunes, opening the thing of dip, having the thing of dip described, holding the shoe over the dip. The whole thing is just like, I'm like, fuck's sake, how did we survive this as kids?
I don't remember this thing at all.
You don't remember him dipping the shoe? Oh, it's like, that's the thing to establish Judge Doom as like a bad dude. Yeah, it's just like just the pointless cruelty of the thing. Yeah, so we get to the end of that scene, and Drew was just bawling. And I really wanted to hug him, but he also hadn't had a shower in about a day and a half, and he was so smelly. So I told him to go to his mom.
Your mom cares about you. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, if you smell all right, then maybe I'll hug you. But you can't stink. So,
you know what? You want some sympathy? Smell better. No, I hugged him. Of course I hugged him.
Andy.
Andy. Like, I felt bad then that I'd subjected him to this thing. I'm like, I don't remember this being this bad. But now I'm seeing it with new eyes. I'm like, shit, this is fucking grim. Yeah, so it was getting late, and we kept getting interrupted, so we did not finish the film. But he has yet to see the part that, as Caitlin said, gave her nightmares for years.
What part of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, besides that, is nightmare-inducing?
The part where you find out the truth about Judge Doom, where he reinflates himself.
Remember me, Eddie? When I killed your brother, I talked just like this!
Classic.
Yep. Yeah. It's fairly nightmare inducing.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is my kids are going back to school now.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
I got about three
I'm
words
sorry.
Into that.
I'm sorry, man. We just wandered away.
We sure did.
Yeah, kids back at school.
Because Noah's like, hey, what do they think about stuff that's unrelated to going back to school?
I mean, it's kind of related.
Well, tell us more about them going back to school.
No, it wasn't. He didn't care.
The reason they weren't going to school is because of a pandemic. I was asking them how they feel about the pandemic. Or what they know about it. That's related.
It's not related.
That's 100% related.
It is 0% related.
Very related.
The answer is somewhere in between those two percentages. It is not Noah's. It is not mine.
No, it's Noah's.
100%. It is not. No.
100%. 100%. Andy.
100%.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
You're biased.
You know what? He's got to give me one, and then he's got to give you one. You know?
Yeah. I gotta split the love up.
I didn't really have anything more to say about it. I just thought it'd be funny to bring that back. And then it's just awkward. It's like, oh, yeah, I finally send this kid to school. But then James is back at 11:30. I'm like, wow, well, that's not a very long time of day to be at school.
Do your kids like fried chicken?
You son of a bitch. You know what? You get more farts.
Does fried chicken make them fart?
No, he who controls the fart controls the world.
No, I don't really think so. They barely control this podcast.
I mean, I don't control this podcast, I guess.
You control someone.
Yeah, that's it. What was Andy going to say?
What was Andy going to say? Andy doesn't know. Something about controlling farts. That was it.
I have a random question for you, fellas. How do you feel about eating an egg and fried chicken together? Does that seem weird to you?
I mean, intellectually, yes. Taste-wise, also yes.
Yeah.
Especially, don't some people use egg as batter to fry the chicken? Like, you know, don't you dip it in egg, dip it in flour, dip it in egg, dip it in bread crumbs.
This is true. Me and my roommates are ordering brunch today, and one of the things I want to try was fried chicken Benedict. One of my roommates feels weird about eating a animal and it's in two forms.
No, it's a mother and child reunion. I mean, if you have like chicken fried rice, there's probably egg in that fried rice.
I mean, and maybe there's like a tipping point of like, this isn't like, it's a little piece of chicken, egg, that's not so bad. I didn't delve into like the specifics, but definitely felt weird about eating like an egg on top of fried chicken. Like, yeah. You know, a poached egg. I'm like,
Bathe in the blood of your children and I will feast on you.
Although I was trying to think, are there other things where that happens?
Well, and eggs, I mean, unless they're fertile, unless they're fertilized, yeah. Like the eggs are, you know, it's more like you're eating a chicken's period on top of the chicken than you're eating the chicken's young on top of the chicken. You know, it'd be like, so I think more fucked up is probably,
I wish periods tasted like that. Mm. Human periods.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be so delicious.
Have you ever made an omelet out of one?
Is it being a
I've not tried. I've not tried to make like a blood stew or anything.
Oh, I guarantee you someone has.
Blood sausage.
Oof. I don't think you're wrong, Andy.
Guarantee you.
There may be a recipe out there right now.
What was I saying? Oh, the more fucked up thing. So we were talking about veal earlier. There are recipes that call for like boiling veal in heavy cream. That seems fucked up. Like baby cow in cow milk. That seems more fucked up to me than an egg on top of chicken.
Like we all feel have weird things that may not be logical, but I think how we feel about meat in general, like what meats are okay, what meats are not okay, is also very weird to me. Not weird to me, but like some people are so like offended that you would want to eat a dog. I'm like, but why is that any different than a cow? Like, I mean, I understand we like dogs a lot here. They're our pets. Mm-hmm. And I understand that thing, but I'm like, it's all animal and meat at the end of the day, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you take that justification far enough, though, then humans are also just meat, so.
I mean, yeah, they kind of are.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat people because I don't want to get prions.
Well, yeah.
And it's illegal. But if I was starving,
both of those good reasons. Yeah.
I would probably eat some people.
I've been known to eat a human every so often.
That's not what we're talking about, Tim.
Can't stop him, though.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
No. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Get some of that period. Make a scramble out of it.
Red wings.
Red bull gives you red wings. Wait.
So that's all.
On an unrelated note, completely unrelated, I saw the Thunder Force movie starring Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer.
Ah, what did you think?
It was weird, but enjoyable.
Okay.
It's
gotten very bad reviews.
Yes, it has.
And at first, I wasn't sure. Like, when I was reading the reviews on IMDb, it seemed like, I was like, is this like because it's a bad movie? Or do you have a problem with Melissa McCarthy or the fact that it's a woman? Super, like, it just seemed a little, not like, I don't know, just too, what's the word? I can't think of the word. It wasn't being critically reviewed. It was just like, jokes are stupid. Melissa Carkey's dumb. I hate her stuff. Like, that kind of stuff. It was like,
oh, you biased.
Yeah, biased maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going in expecting, like, you know, a Marvel movie, but starring them, it's not that.
Okay, I was not expecting that.
And if you're going in expecting Zack Snyder's Thunder Force, well, you're in luck. It's not that either. Like, it's its own thing that just happens to be couched in sort of a superhero plot-ish. But, yeah, it's not like a fall down on the floor screaming laughing, but it is also, like, it is just a sort of a light comedy that also has a, you know, a superheroes fighting superheroes element to it. But I will say, a lot of the plot doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Like, what? What? Why would... What? But Jason Bateman, hilarious, as always.
But also, like, it kind of doesn't, like...
Except in Ozark. He's less hilarious in Ozark.
I disagree. I was laughing the whole time. I was like, shootings. I haven't seen Ozark.
I haven't seen Ozark either.
It's fucking dark. It's great. It's great, but it's fucking dark.
All right.
Maybe one day I'll watch it. I watched Money Heist. I've been watching The Serpent on Netflix, which I'll probably finish today.
I feel like I also saw something else.
We just finished Orphan Black. It's great. It's on Amazon.
Like the whole series?
The whole series, yep.
That's impressive.
Well, it's only 10 episodes a season, I think. I think it's like 50 episodes total.
I mean, consider how much it takes you to long watch other stuff. That's impressive to me.
That's funny because it's true. Does take you a long time, Andy.
Okay.
Come on now. Yeah, he got you.
I'm just watching other shit than you guys.
Andy, that's a dig on you.
What I was going to say.
I still watch a ton of shit. I just watch different shit. And sometimes, because of how old Drew's getting, we rewatch shit that I've already seen. What?
Andy.
What?
He got you.
What?
He got you, man.
Did you, though?
You got.
Did you, though?
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
He got you.
I will say, when Noah...
Andy. Yeah. Andy, knock, knock.
Yeah, yeah. Who's there?
Noah got you.
Oh, he got me again via knock-knock joke. I did not see this coming.
I mean, this is so obvious, but I know I knew it made Tim laugh.
Noah, when you texted us and said that Thunder Force or whatever. Thunder Force?
Yeah.
Hey, look at me. I remember things for more than 30 seconds. When you said it was getting really bad reviews on IMDb, I was like, is this one of those things where, like, has the internet decided that they also hate Melissa McCarthy for the same, like, what the fuck ever reason that they decided they hate Amy Schumer?
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate Amy Schumer, but I don't love her. Well, I'm turning on her. I didn't love her for a while. I'm like, eh.
You know, I like Amy Schumer just fine. I thought Trainwreck was fucking hilarious. But yeah, I think it's kind of the same thing as we were talking about with the toxic people review bombing Godzilla versus Kong, because they're salty that WB hasn't re-upped the Snyderverse.
Mm-hmm.
That just the fucking toxic fans that that bullied the Star Wars people into like completely just like going right turns between the seventh and eighth and eighth and ninth movies.
Mm-hmm.
And like bullying some of the actors off of social media, like all that shit. Yeah. Yeah. No, when you said that it was something where like just random humans can do it, I'm like, oh, people, it's like the shittiest people are the ones who absolutely most, I guess they've got the most time to go do shitty stuff like this. They've got the most time
to worry about cultivating friendships or anything.
Also, I mean, like we don't notice as much when people do stuff that's nice and good. Like we do, but it's like, oh, this thing's not going how I would like it to go or expect it to go. I'm picking up on this. You know what I mean?
Nope. You're crazy.
I mean, Noah, they memed Donald Trump into the fucking presidency. So yeah, it's not a confirmation bias, Noah. There's just a lot of fucking toxicity. So when
I'm
you
not
said,
saying there is, but also we notice.
No, I'm saying it's provable that there is.
Andy, we notice it more when negative stuff happens. That is a fact.
Okay.
Like, that is not disputed. Jeez, I don't know why you're fucking yelling at me, dude.
Well, this got awkward right towards the end.
Did.
Sure, why we're doing this now.
So anyways, I don't trust IMDb.
Did you finally see King Kong versus Godzilla?
I'm about to say you should trust IMDb either.
Yep. We agreed on this.
Kong versus Godzilla, did you see it?
Yes. Oh, wait, I hadn't seen that the last time we recorded.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
I'm an idiot. Meanwhile, I was looking for the meme generator to do the two swole arms, the thing from Predator, where Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger grab and like both flex. I was gonna do that with Noah and I both agreeing that IMDb is shit. I shouldn't just try to make memes in the middle of the podcast, though, because then I get completely taken off topic. Yes, have seen it, did enjoy it. Plot made no fucking sense. You're absolutely right that the humans, like, didn't need to be there. They're following, like, two groups of humans, so they could have, like, one group of humans focus on Godzilla and one group of humans focus on King Kong. And I felt like, what's the fucking point of doing that?
Well, at least the group of humans with King Kong were getting, like, they were involved in getting King Kong
this
to where
true.
He needed to be.
Yep.
The group of humans who were not really following Godzilla were just... around when the big reveal at the towards the end of mm-hmm. what the true villain of the movie is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, they just happened to be there to see it. Like, they weren't, I guess one of them spills whiskey on the remote on the control pad. So that had to happen. So I guess we needed a whole movie of them before that happened.
Yes. Yes. yeah. And yeah, like, so much of the shit that was going on in there, it's like, hey, this is psychic all of a sudden. Okay. technology, it's 5 years later, but technology has become magic. Okay.
Wait, there's what, a whole what thing, thing is psycho all of a sudden?
The skull. The skull gotcha. That they were using to build the interface. Yeah.
So was there a third one?
A third?
Skull.
Yeah, that's the skulls from the head got ripped off midway through. You have not seen Godzilla versus or Godzilla King of the Monsters, so...
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, a head gets ripped off, and there's an end credit scene that, like, focuses on the fact that the head still exists.
Wait, I thought they had all three heads, and one was in the Mechagodzilla, and then one the dude was in, and I assumed there was a third one somewhere.
I didn't realize there was one in the Mechagodzilla.
No, there wasn't. There was just the one.
What?
They were using it as the interface to control it, and then it took control.
Wait, there was not another organic head inside the Mechagodzilla?
No.
Well, that makes even less sense.
No.
I assumed that the three heads had some way of talking to each other, and so that's what they were tapping into. But if they just used a head,
I think they say that.
Well, yeah, they
yeah,
do.
But there's no
they
other say- head. If they had two decapitated heads, one was in the robot, like it was like Robo-Godzilla. I know Mechagodzilla is what it's called, but you know, like RoboCop, like, you know, they built a robot around a decapitated Gaigu head or whatever his name is.
Ghidorah, but please continue.
Sure. Who's Gaigu? Is that fucking Baby Yoda?
Grogu.
Whatever. I don't know things. Anyway, if they built...
Oh, you know what it is? I think you combined Grogu
Kaiju.
With Kaiju. Yep.
Yes. Anyway, if that would make sense, that, like, well, sense in as much as any of this stuff makes sense, but like the fact that, like, the dead heads have still some sort of psychic link with each other and that's how they control the Mechagodzilla. But if they just, like, oh, we can just tune our radio station to dead decapitated kaiju head .edu or whatever they're doing to make it work, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
So what it was supposed to be was that the dude hooked up to the transmitter was that they were using the skull as an interface for that guy. And then the skull was directly plugged into controlling Mechagodzilla. And then
what?
The skull just took control of Mechagodzilla and cut out the other dude on the other end of the interface.
That is hot nonsense. I'll tell you now. Hot
absolutely.
Nonsense.
Wait, you tell me a movie where there's like crazy monsters who live in the middle of the earth, like where the ground and the sky are like the ground and the ground and the sky is us all together? Like you tell me that's
Godzilla
crazy?
Can do this atomic breath on the ground and it'll go all the way to the core of the earth.
Yeah.
You know what I loved about the whole hollow earth thing too is like I'm watching it and my first question I was like, where's that sunlight coming from? And then my second question was, gravity doesn't work that way. That wasn't a question, Andy. I know, but gravity doesn't work that way.
Well, Andy, have you been into negative Earth space in the middle of the planet? No, you haven't.
Know, like, why, like, one of their treks there, like, they went through a fucking wormhole. Like, what's with that wormhole all stretching out and everything? You're not going through time and space. You're just going into the Earth.
And the fact that you just drill a hole through the middle of down by from Japan, then you don't need that little wormy hole thing.
Yep. And I was like, you know, that is really cool though. That Godzilla is just like raw, just straight into the middle of the earth. And then I was like, there's a lot of magma in between. Like, I feel like they just forgot where lava comes from.
They forgot a lot of things.
Yeah. But you know what? That's not why I watched that movie. Not
exactly.
Why I enjoyed that movie. I watched that movie to watch Godzilla and King Kong fight. And then everyone knew. Yeah, of course it's going to happen, because in any blah versus blah where it's hero versus hero, or like, you know, somebody who you might root for versus somebody else you might root for, yeah, one of them might like get the upper hand, but then eventually the true threat is going to reveal itself and they're going to have to team up. And you know what? I was watching it for that too. I knew it was coming. I figured it was probably Mecha Ghidorah. But the fact that it was Mecha Godzilla controlled by Ghidorah, I was like, you know what? Close enough.
I'll take it.
Like, now we're watching a big-ass ape and a big-ass lizard fight a big-ass robot. I am here for it. This is why I have spent these 2 hours on this.
Do you guys watch those pitch meeting things on YouTube?
Hell yeah. X gon' give it to ya. He gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya. He gon' give it to ya. Hell yeah. I love that shit.
I only recently discovered it. Somebody sent me the one for Justice League. Zack Snyder's Justice League, and I was like, oh, this is good. Wait, there's a ton of these? And I just started watching a bunch of them.
Have you seen the one for Cats time. Yet?
I have not.
Watch the one for Cats.
Do I have to see Cats to appreciate it?
No. Because I haven't seen Cats, and I love it.
Excellent.
there's a couple of them where like he starts to get meta about himself, and I think it's when he's doing... Yeah. You've seen some of those?
Yeah. Like one of them, he talks about like taking off his glasses. One of the one that wears glasses, he's like, please don't do that. That looks hideous. Does it? Yes. You should put those back on immediately. And then like, oh, is that why you got, I got plastic surgery to look just like you. Oh, I did notice you look familiar.
Oh man. Yeah. So if you find, I think it's like the 100th episode and the 200th episode, like he leans heavily into the meta. On those as well. But Cats, absolutely. Watch the Cats pitch meeting. And now please continue to talk about whatever you were about to talk about.
I can't Godzilla. Now that I said it. I don't remember what in the pitch meeting. I think it was the thing you were talking about. Like, and so it's totally dark in there. Oh, no, there's light. Where's that light coming from? I don't know.
Oh man, there's just so many things that he does that's like, no matter how many times he does it, I love it. Like the I don't know.
Like, fair well, I'm gonna enough. Need you to get all the way off my back about that thing. Yep. Okay, let me get off that thing.
Oh man, and just the variations on blah 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 is tight.
Yes,
because sometimes he agrees enjoyable. With himself, and sometimes he's like, I can't believe I just said that.
I like the headlines at the end.
Yes.
Yes. Although, isn't Screen Rant like a shitty source? Not source. Shitty organization. Like, aren't they kind of shitty? I can't remember.
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm thinking of a different, something different.
Yeah. Never going to look into it. Going to continue to love the hell out of this. Yes.
Barely any inconvenience.
Yeah.
Yeah, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, while we all go look at the clips of that, let Noah go because he has to go soon.
Okay. There was something. Oh, shit.
Nope. That's can't not doing it. That's continuing to talk.
Remember, I never trust Andy to wrap it up when we say wrap it up.
No, I was just going to tell people to go watch another one, but remember it. Please continue. I had a thread. I lost the thread.
We you've burned us too many times, Andy.
Yes. Not today, being able to talk about your kids going back to school.
Noah?
He started it. He said, never trust Andy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. God damn it. This week, I hate my inability to handle a fucking podcast I've been doing for over 13 years. Over 13 years? No, we're coming close to 13.
No, not quite 13 years yet.
We've all been there.
Nearly 13. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme. And big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show. But please, come back again next week. Please.
Tancast. All right. Peace out.
Later.
Farts.